Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And God's news behind the news, this fiscal cliff, we've been talking about it for the last couple of days, last couple of weeks, and there's people out there that are motivated. There's people out there that are starting businesses. There are people out there that are earning these incomes to employ other people. And are you looking at what is a chance now that taxing the upper income, people that are in excess of $250,000, I believe, more. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying that this is going to, if this goes through, their Congress is working with the president and this, I don't know how many more days left. Things are about a month left, maybe. So around about 30 some odd days, mm-hmm. Before they can come to a resolution. But many feel that taxing the rich more is not going to solve the problem, not going to solve the issue. And I was looking at something here that happened in Great Britain, something that happened with the British. And this was reported, on the Daily Caller, but they're saying that UK millionaires flee country over tax hikes. British Treasury loses billions. Oh, let's do this now. So shortly after the United Kingdom's latest big tax hike, Great Britain's millionaires started voting with their feet. And as a result, the British Treasury has gone low. Mm. Listen to this. Raising the country's top income tax to 50% has cost the UK £7 billion.
Oh, wow.
About $11.2 billion since 2010. According to the London Daily Telegraph newspaper, wealthy taxpayers have intentionally worked less, deferred income to future years, and moved their earnings overseas or left the country entirely.
Wow.
Think about that.
Amazing.
I mean, this is serious. You think you're going to get more money because you raise the taxes? Well, these people say, we'll just move our money somewhere else.
That's right.
And they said that the tax paid by these top earners fell from £13.4 billion before the top tax rate came into effect to £6.5 billion. That amount of money is just almost like half.
Wow.
That they received. And so, this person who's writing this is warning basically Americans, saying, listen, look what happened to Britain. Look, we can get wisdom by looking at what other countries have done. And, either way, when you look at all this, there is a solution that has to come. They have to balance this. They need to come to a place where they can agree and work all of this out. But for the believer, we need to know that, listen, we are participating in kingdom economy. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at all this, the fiscal cliff, and you're getting all worried and concerned and all, listen, we need to pray for situations. Yes, we need to pray for wisdom. But at the same time, we can have faith and confidence in knowing that if I'm honoring the Lord, if I'm doing what God has called me to do,
that's right.
If I'm not keeping anything that belongs to God, in essence, stealing from Him, the tithe, the offerings, what God is requiring of me, mm-hmm. I'm blessed, I'm favored. God's going to take care of us. But prophetically speaking, we have heard before that America is from many prophets, but America's headed for some very, very serious, difficult financial times.
That's right.
And the thing, as a believer, when we're talking to the church, is that you can't ride this roller coaster wave. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget this. One sales job, I had a manager, and he told was major transition going on in the insurance business, and they were going to offer me a promotion to take another agency, and he was going to think of doing something else with him. And what happened was, it was a huge decision, and the Lord spoke to me that night in Romans. I was just reading my Bible and praying, God, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? Uh-huh. And this was a major decision, and I just wanted to honor the Lord and just do the right thing. But when you're doing the right thing, you don't want to make your decisions always based upon money. You just want to base your decisions upon what God's calling you to do. Mm-hmm. What is God asking you to do? And so God spoke to me out of Romans, and it was like a now word.
All right.
And I went in the next day and shared it with him. And I said, listen, you know, I'm feeling like I'm not supposed to take this promotion. I'm not supposed to, you know, do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, look, I'm going to take mine. This is the word that God told him. It says Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I mean, it just jumped off. Mm. Thinking, wow, may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him.
Mm.
As you trust in him. I think a lot of times, you know, when we have no joy and no peace in our life, we got to go look at it and say, wait a minute, where's my peace? Who stole my peace? Who stole my joy?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times our peace is stolen because we're trying to put our trust and our faith in something else instead of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord was reminding me, you put your trust in me, son. You trust in me, and I'm going to give you joy. I'm going to give you peace. And in fact, you're going to overflow with hope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went in and spoke to him. And he was a believer, told him that. And he says, man, I'm putting all my chips in this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put all my chips in this. It wasn't even, I don't think, 6 months before he wound up losing his job. I mean, just everything just started crumbling around him.
Right.
And it was really sad. You know, we don't want to be like, we don't want to put all of our chips in a job or in an economy or in what man's strategy is doing. We need to have all of our faith and all of our trust in the Lord.
Right.
We need to trust him, because let me tell you something. God is the one that's going to guide us through every single step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Every step of the way. I know there's many a times we could share testimony upon testimony of where God made a way where there was no way. So no matter what you hear in the news and what's being shared, remember that if you're doing what God's asked you to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm continually reminded of Joseph and how he was able to have provision during a time of great famine.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe you may be the next Joseph.
Right.
But we have to be right with God. We need to be doing the right thing with him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.